And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with me today, Erin Booker. She is Vice President of Community Health and Engagement at Christiana Care. And welcome.
Thank you so much, Laura, for having me.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. You know, quite a few of your cohorts have been on the show over the years to talk about the programming at Christiana Care, but this is the first time we've addressed community health in general. Could you just give us that one quick overview of your charge, what you are doing?
Absolutely. So community health's charge is to really take health from inside the walls of a health system.
That's it? That's as simple as that?
And bringing it out into our community. It's really take away barriers, help people get the care they deserve, and make sure everyone has equitable access.
As we were getting ready for today, I got to thinking, is it safe to say that a community is only as healthy as the person with the least access to health care and information?
That is absolutely accurate. And so here at Christiana Care, we view our community as every single person, whether they've ever come into the doors of Christiana Care or not. Your health matters and it impacts the entire community. So we really, by doing community health, it doesn't matter if you have a primary care doctor at Christiana Care, if you've come into our emergency room, we want to make sure that you are getting the health care you need and deserve, as well as the health education.
I think today's theme is actually going to be about partnerships, because you can't do this alone. And the hospital itself and its doctor's offices and the emergency room, those are set places. But you're reaching out and you're getting into the community, into places like homes and centers, et cetera. So you want to just have at her there?
Yeah, absolutely. So the thing we know is we provide amazing clinical care at Christiana Care. There's no question about that. But health is 80% out of the walls of a health system. It is, do you have access to food? Do you have the financial needs, means to pay your bills? Do you have stable housing? All of those things. Do you have interaction with law enforcement? Is there violence in your community? All of those social needs impact your health by 80%. So we know that if we don't go out into the community and provide care in a very different way, we are not treating the whole person. And so that's really what we're doing. But you're absolutely right, Laura. We cannot do that without amazing partners. And so that's what we've been doing. And that is a huge part of my focus, is finding the right partners, connecting and building those programs. So the newest one, that one I'm really excited about, is our new partnership with Newcastle County Police Department. And that is to help increase their abilities with a behavioral health unit. As we know, people are calling 911 or coming into contact with law enforcement because of substance use disorder or mental health needs. And we know that while police are wonderful, that's not their expertise. So why not have clinicians that join them? Licensed professional counselors, licensed clinical social workers, nurses, going out into the community with them. So when a 911 call comes in and it's a behavioral health crisis, you're going to see an amazing police officer partnered with a social worker, partnered with a nurse. We're also going to have child victim advocates that are part of our team that are going to be there to support the whole family. So if there's children involved, they're going to help make sure they get the resources that they need. Because mental health and substance use disorder, it's not an individual person that is impacted. It is truly the family and then the community around that family. So we talk a lot about that. We're also going to be going to work with people who have had overdoses. So if you've had an overdose and the police department has been involved, we're going to have a team, again, clinicians, case managers, nurses, they're going to work with you long term. And it's not a, we say hi, we ask you if you want help, and we disappear. We're going to get you engaged into care and then continue to do case management, because substance use disorder, it's not a quick fix. It's not a, hey, you want treatment? Awesome. Let us connect you. And now you're better. It is really it's a zigzag line to long-term recovery. And we want to make sure that we're there through every zig and every zag to really support you. So your case manager, it's indefinite. There's no time where you're gone from the program. If you need help, you can call back in and we're going to help you. And Newcastle County Police, I have to say, they're forward thinking and seeing the need to change how you police is really just such a breath of fresh air in our world right now. As you know, we all know we're watching the news and we're seeing people have interactions with police that have behavioral health needs. And police are doing what they know to do, but they are not behavioral health experts. So to see Newcastle County say, we want to do this, and to start it and say, okay, this is good, but it's not enough. Christiana Care, can you come in and help us do it in a bigger way? And then connect them to medical. So when you start getting into recovery or you go into treatment for your mental health or substance use disorder, oftentimes your medical needs start to surface that you haven't recognized because you were just not doing well in your life. And so now you're going to have a connection where we can also treat that. So now you're getting the social support. We're going to make sure you have stable housing. We're going to make sure you have access to food. We're going to make sure you have your medical needs met. And we're going to make sure that your behavioral health needs are getting met. It's a complete wraparound program. And it is so incredibly exciting.
You know, when you said that Newcastle County was forward thinking, I remember back just a few years ago when they started this with the drug enforcement. Instead of taking someone to jail, they were trying to take them to treatment, take them to care. So this evolving into mental health as well, all obviously intertwined, but it sounds like a natural progression for them.
Yeah. So you have the Hero Help program that started a few years ago, which is exactly what you're talking about. And that program is still, that's who we have attached to. And so now we're part of that Hero Help program, but as you said, it's expanded. So now there's the mental or the behavioral health unit, because there's also the mental health side for 911 crisis calls. So we're still partnering, we're still doing that diversion. If you are arrested and it's something related to your substance use disorder or your mental health, and it is within, you know, appropriate parameters, of course, then we're getting you into treatment and advocating for you within the court system. So it's that same model. It's just even more resource. So they had an amazing program coordinator. They still do. He created this program. And now we've added, you know, 6 staff to this unit. So it went from, you know, 2 people trying to do behavioral health and substance use disorder to 8 in one day. And it's just such a great accomplishment and such a needed change in how we use our resources really wisely to support our community.
So many police officers respond instantly, or you see someone on the street, et cetera. Are they getting individualized training for those instances where they can't call back and say, get me a mental health partner to ride along? How are you coordinating that? And are you coordinating that? Are you part of the training process?
So that's a great question. They're definitely all getting training, which is incredibly exciting. And one of the other really exciting parts is that our team will get to ride along with different police officers so that not just 2 police officers get access to this great resource and the learning of being partnered with a clinician. They, you know, they'll go out with different police officers, different days, so that there really is a change in the culture and the mindset throughout the entire Newcastle County Police Department.
You know, this reminds me, though, of course, of the MLP program. I mean, it really sounds like you're training nurses to recognize other social issues, or healthcare, in-home healthcare providers to recognize other social issues that can cause health ramification.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest changes you're going to see in healthcare, as you know, our focus is really not just on what's happening in our walls, but our population and how do we help our population so our community be healthier. You're going to see things like how do we help providers and nurses and medical assistants recognize that somebody might have other barriers that are impacting, that they're not non-compliant patients, that there's other things that are, you know, when you think about the hierarchy of needs, if I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight or how I'm going to feed myself and my children, getting to that primary care doctor appointment is not your top priority. So we're really out there to say, okay, how do we recognize that maybe people have this need and how do we fulfill it? And that I think transitions us so nicely to another partnership that we have. And so ChristianaCare has partnered with an agency called Unite Us, which is a platform for social care need referral. So we have partnered with them to create something called Unite Delaware. It is a statewide platform now, and we're really excited about that. It is no charge to community organizations. They can all be on it for free. And it really is an ability to say, okay, someone has come in and they have a need for housing and food. Maybe they are a victim of domestic violence. All of those referrals for services can now go through this electronic platform from any agency that wants to be on it to any agency that is on it. And then we can, one place, a person has to walk into one place and they can evaluate all of their needs and send out referrals. And that is such a change for our community because instead of now having to kind of ping pong, where you get this list of phone numbers to call and they kind of walk out of our office and we're hoping and praying they're going to get their needs met, not only can we do the referral ourselves, but we can track it. So we see who at the food pantry picked up that referral and accepted it. And then we can see that they closed it and if the patient got their food or not. So it's no longer kind of we talk about it that we used to have someone come into the system and say, you know, I'm struggling with food. And we would give them referral information to the food bank or to some of, you know, many of the amazing pantries in our state. And then we would hope that they got that food and we would just kind of wait and see. But now there's no like we threw the ball and we don't know if anyone caught it. We threw the ball and we know that it got caught. We're watching it and we're monitoring it to make sure our patients' needs are being met.
It sounds almost like an electronic case manager.
Absolutely. So it's an electronic record for and case manager for social needs. And it pairs so nicely with health needs, but it's not just for ChristianaCare. It is literally the food bank can be on it. Delaware Housing Alliance uses it. We have over 70 community-based organizations that are actively using the platform right now, and we have served hundreds of Delawareans through it. And successfully been able to connect them to the services that they need. So diapers for moms who have babies and they're struggling to get diapers or formula, we're able to connect them to those services. And again, it's not just, they don't have to be a ChristianaCare patient. It can be anyone in any part of our state. If that organization has access, then they can make a referral and every organization can have access. We have no limits. If you want to be on there, you can be on there.
Now, this puts a big onus, though, on the first person, doesn't it? For the person who walks in and says, it goes to the food bank. And then do they have an intake or some kind of a questionnaire, or are they trained to to find out, oh, and you're not able to make your doctor's appointments, or you have children that maybe need a special education support in some fashion? How do you get them into that, jump in and help the host?
Yeah, so this is a great question. How do we help people know what to offer people for services? It's a great question. And absolutely, there is a social determinants screening embedded in the platform. So the questions are there. So we're giving it to you. And not only are they there, but once you answer, it helps, you know, there's all that great technology that happens. And it says, here's the places you should refer. This patient meets, or this person, this community member meets criteria for these programs. So there's not the, well, will they get turned down because they make too much money, or all of that, all of those things are in the logic behind the technology. So when you answer the questions, it directs you to where you should refer. So it really makes it so simple for people.
Is this sort of a prototype? Is this a model for other places to, you know, to try and replicate? It sounds very innovative.
It is very innovative. It's really exciting. I will say that it's starting. You can see it in many states right now. Unite Us as an organization is really working to create a full national network. So if you live in Delaware and you end up needing to move to Nevada, you know, the goal is to get it where we can just transfer your services from Delaware and refer you into Nevada locations. We're not quite there yet, but we're making our way. But right now you'll see them. I mean, they're all over the country and states, you know, Virginia is about to launch their own, you know, they're in North Carolina, they're on the West Coast. So they're really everywhere. And it's exciting because it's a company that really does believe in the care of community. It's a tech solution that is managed and run by social workers and public health professionals. So it really still has the heart of the community at its core.
Oh, if you're just joining us, this is Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis. With me today, Erin Booker. She is Vice President of Community Health and Engagement at Christiana Care. If you'd like more information about the program she's talking about or Christiana Care in general, the easy place to go is obviously ChristianaCare.org. That's ChristianaCare.org/community health to find out about Unite Us and Unite Delaware and the programming that you're doing with the Newcastle County law enforcement agencies. You mentioned social determinants, and right now we are living in a really rotten time that is more adversely impacting the poorer, the elderly. Again, how are all of your partner agencies dealing with this as we're going into yet another severe phase of the virus?
Yeah, it's a great question. So a lot of the work we do, just like every other place in the country and in the world, really, we had to change. We had to look at our partnerships and say, how can we do this differently to really come together to support our community? So I have a couple of things I'd love to share with you that are just really exciting. One is we've been doing a kind of food produce prescription program for a few years now. And we help to with our partners at Urban Acres, which is part of Central Baptist Community Development Corporation. So we, through that partnership, we pre-COVID had multiple produce stands throughout the city of Wilmington, as well as at Christiana's Newark campus and our Wilmington campus. And we would provide prescription vouchers to pregnant moms that had some food access needs or people with other chronic medical needs so that they could have free access to fresh fruits and vegetables. Well, with COVID, obviously those stands couldn't be open. So, you know, Urban Acres has been an amazing partner, and now we're doing home delivery. So people are getting delivery every week of fresh produce. And so we want to make sure that just because this really scary time is happening, that we're still ensuring that you have access to the food that you need and to the supports that you need. So that's just one example where we really have transitioned our programming from food stands. And instead of just saying, oh, we can't do it, sorry, nope, now we're going to bring it to you. And we're actually able to serve even more community members now. So I'm really, you know, it's hundreds of families are engaged. So we have over 200 families that have benefited from this through COVID. But it's not, we don't stop there. We also are bringing food to people's homes, and they can, you know, we have kind of crisis support. So if you call and say, I don't have food right now, one of our community health workers is going to get, we're going to get you food and we're going to bring it to your home. We're going to do a safe drop off because COVID safety is incredibly important. So we're going to leave it on your porch so that we do a no contact drop off. But we're going to make sure you have food for you and your family. And so I think that's a really important thing. We also know that testing and education is incredibly important. And that has to happen everywhere. But as you said, Laura, those high need communities, we had to get into the community, not just hope that they would come to the testing at the hospital or that they could do a drive-through testing, because many of them don't have vehicles. So how do you do a drive-through test when you don't have a car? So we have partnered with two of our really strong partners in Wilmington and created COVID care sites at the Latin American Community Center, as well as Kingswood Community Center. And between those two sites, we have tested over 1,000 community members who have been able to just walk in. And I think a really important part of that is at the Latin American Community Center, we know we're serving a large Spanish-speaking population. So when they call us, someone who speaks Spanish answers the phone. They're not getting a voice prompt where they have to push a bunch of buttons and find someone to talk to. Someone is answering the phone and they speak their language. And that's so important because people, we were getting phone calls saying, we don't understand. What should we be doing? Especially in the beginning of the pandemic, where should we be going? And no one speaks our language. We were scared and we don't know what to do. And we know that COVID is impacting certain communities in a much bigger way. So there's definite disparities in who the positivity rate as well as the mortality rate in COVID. So I can tell you right now, through October at the Latin American Community Center, we're seeing 24% of the people we test are positive for COVID. At the Kingswood Community Center, it's 13%. So those are Hispanic and African American communities, and we're seeing that, you know, truly higher level of impact happening. And so that's why it's important for us to be there. And we're not just there where you walk in and test and you leave. You come in, we have a community health worker there who's going to see if you have any other needs. Do you need food? Are you able to pay your bills? Do you need some help around if you have to quarantine, how to safely quarantine? Do you need to get placed somewhere in a safe hotel because your home is not big enough for you to safely quarantine for your safety and your family's safety? We're going to help take care of all of that with you. We're going to connect you with our partners that are doing it, but you're going to get all of that help when you walk in. You're going to see a doctor. You're going to see a nurse. You're going to see a medical assistant. This is not kind of second rate care. This is amazing care, but we're bringing it to you instead of asking you to come to us.
Are you going to see a lot of these COVID-related changes staying on afterwards? If you're talking about you're getting more people involved in the Fresh Produce program and more people getting direct care by visiting their community center, you know, are you going to continue this afterwards? Are you seeing things that you're going to learn from?
Yeah, I think, you know what, COVID has had its really hard moments. It's also given us a lot of gifts of knowledge, I would say. And so, you know, I'm a silver lining kind of girl. And so the silver linings for us here in community health and Christiana Care as a whole is we have learned the value of changing the way we do normal business and bringing ourselves out into the community. So will you see us out there? Absolutely. In fact, you're going to see us out there in a bigger way because we've recognized the importance of bringing care into the community in a new and innovative way. The importance of utilizing technology. And even if someone doesn't have the technology, creating a safe space in the community where they can go and have access to doctors, to therapists, to specialists, right from their local community center where they already go, where they already feel comfortable, and really just changing the way we provide care. No longer will we expect that you have to come to us. We're going to be doing a lot more work about coming to you.
Will this help level those social determinants, the deserts of healthcare access?
Absolutely. That is our belief. That is what evidence tells us. And so we're following evidence, but we're also following the community's ask. So this isn't just Christiana Care has decided this is what we should do. We're speaking with the community. In fact, right now I'm putting together a community advisory committee, and it is community members. It's not agency representatives. It's not Christiana Care representatives. It's people who live and work and play in these communities. And we're asking them to tell us, How do they want to get care? What does it look like for them? What will help them to be able to take care of their health? And how can we support them? So, you know, we can do a lot of great things as a large organization, but if it's not what the community wants and if it's not what the community needs, they're not going to use it. So community voice is our go-to. It is our North Star for how we are transitioning our model of care.
Well, you've obviously worked with a lot of community partners over the years. I had the fortune last year of attending one of your grant presentations, and it was everything from mental health care providers to community gardens, et cetera. I mean, it really does take a lot of different pieces to make a community.
Yeah. We recognize, again, healthcare is only as good as the support in the community. We can only keep you as healthy as your community can support you to be. And so, yes, community gardens is incredibly important. You know, having that safe, healthy outdoor space to be, to garden. Gardening is so therapeutic for so many people. And just kind of having your hands in the dirt, it really is a true it's kind of like medicine, but it's socially available. And so you're right. We provided funding over $2 million to about 35 different organizations that did everything from growing fruits and vegetables within communities and engaging the community in that work to making sure that we had enough behavioral health clinicians that spoke Spanish to ensure that we make sure that our Latinx community has access to behavioral health needs and supports. You know, it was really everything. We provided support to homeless shelter programs around care management. You know, we know that all of these pieces have to come together for community members to thrive. And that's our goal. Our vision is thriving communities, and we can't do it alone. And honestly, we don't want to do it alone. You know, we're not the experts in everything, and we shouldn't be. We are experts at healthcare, and we are able, because of our healthcare organization, we are able to really support community-based organizations to grow and thrive in what they are experts at, and then help, you know, Unite Delaware comes in to really connect all of those organizations together so people can work together more seamlessly.
Well, you've got about 70 partners in that program alone. If I'm hearing this, how do we interact with you, or how do we get involved with this overall theme of a healthier community?
So it's a good question. Certainly, you know, if you go to our website and to Community Health, there's ways to contact us directly. If you go to delaware.uniteus.com, you can see our Unite Delaware platform and really understand what we're doing there. But the best way, honestly, is, you know, people can email directly to me and they can say, hey, we'd like to be involved, or I need help. Can you help me get connected? And we're going to get you right to the right person within our department, and we're going to make sure your needs are met. There is literally no one we're not going to help.
So if I'm a community leader, if I have a grassroots neighborhood organization, I can reach out to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I would encourage you to, and would be really grateful if you did that. So my email is erin.booker@christianacare.org.
And I'm going to guess we can locate you at christiana.org/community health. Parting words, we're at the end.
So I would love to take this opportunity to just kind of remind people that we are still in the midst of the COVID pandemic. And I know that people are feeling fatigued. They want to get out. It's holiday season is approaching. They want to be with their friends and their families. And, you know, we want to really encourage people at Christiana Care to continue to wear their masks. Wear them properly. Make sure you're covering your nose and your mouth. Make sure you're socially distancing. And if you are going to have holiday plans, please, small gatherings, it is best to stay within the people you live with in your home. Be really safe. And also, please get your flu shots. It's incredibly important to make sure that at this time we are doing everything we can to stay as healthy and safe as possible.
And of course, we'll find more information about anything we've talked about today at christianacare.org/community health. That's christianacare.org/community health. community health. Erin, thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of this today and telling us about this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
You're always welcome back. Of course, my guest today, Erin Booker, the Vice President of Community Health and Engagement at ChristianaCare. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.